So as we begin this Lenten season, as I said in the beginning, it's a time for us to really look into our lives. And as we know, we may or may not know what Lent means. It means spring. So it's a good time to do a little house cleaning, spring house cleaning, and really work on the things that we need to work on in our everyday lives, so that we can better become like Jesus Christ. And so I'm going to ask you a tough question today. It's a question that many of us should really ask as we go through Lent. We should ask ourselves this every day, and usually every year around New Year's. But let's ask ourselves right now, am I a better Christian now, today, than I was a year ago? Am I holier today than I was a year ago? Am I more like Christ? And am I really becoming that saint that God is asking me to be? He had created me to be. Am I trying to be more Christ-like in my everyday lives? Am I growing in those virtues that Christ is asking us to grow? And those are tough questions. They sometimes make us really uncomfortable. But then again, Lent is a time for us to be uncomfortable. Because during Lent is a time where we make little sacrifices, where we try to strengthen our willpower by that flexing that muscle, by making little sacrifices every day. And we're offering something up that we're looking at in our lives that's a deficiency that we have that's keeping us from coming closer to God. So Lent is a time for feeling uncomfortable. It's a time where we try to pray more and try to come closer to God and try to have Him dispel that darkness sometimes of in our lives of what it is that we need to do to work on to become that better person. And Jesus Christ is there for us, and He wants us to grow, and He wants us to be closer to Him. He wants nothing more than our salvation. And so Jesus is a good coach, and He's always encouraging us to grow, to improve, and to just be better, to do better, and always strive to be better and more. And many times we sometimes fall into that laziness of, Jesus is too hard. I really don't want to do this. Father, I keep falling into the same sins over and over again, and I don't know why. And so it's something for us to really look at and reflect on. Because a lot of times, how often do we take our faith for granted? The important thing about growing in our faith, growing in that virtues. We often take our professional life much more important to move up the scale, try to get that promotion, that raise. We often look at academics. We want to be better. We try to put academics to the first and over our faith. And then also athletically, a lot of times we put sports before our faith and our growing in our faith. And so what happens is we leave behind the progress of our Christian faith. And the thing should be the opposite. As Christians, we should put our faith first. We should be living our faith, those virtues first in our lives. And then, as Christians, we're called to be the best we can be in our professional fields. We're called to be the best and strive to be the best in that, but living our faith in that. We're called to strive to be the best in our academic fields because that's what God is calling us to do. But He wants us to put faith, not leaving faith off to the side and forgetting about our faith. Athletically, He wants us to strive to be the best we can be, athletically. But He doesn't want us to put our faith off to the side. So that's the thing we have to look at, is what are some of the temptations that we have that are keeping us from really growing and living our faith authentically? Who are we putting number one in our lives? Who are we truly worshiping in our lives? And so what we have to do is look at the root cause of a lot of the sins that are happening in our lives. What are some of the root causes? Because a lot of times we look at some of the external things, these actions that we have, and we don't go to the root of really causes us to do the things that we don't really want it to do. And so, like, if you ever done any weeding out in your garden, if you just mow over the weeds, it looks good for a little bit, but then the weeds will grow back because why? You haven't gotten to the roots of it. And so when we look at that, we try to see what is the roots. And so let us take a look at today's gospel reading. And so one of the main things that we could do to look at what are the roots is we could look at what are the things that are in my life that I'm looking for to fulfill. What am I looking for to make fulfillment in my life, to make me truly happy in my life? What are the things that I'm worshiping? okay? Or idolizing. We could use that word idolizing because we should only worship God. If we're not having God, number one, what are some of the things that we're living in our lives that I'm looking for to fulfill that empty space within me? And so the gospel tells us that we should look to be giving God our friendship. And we should have that friendship with Jesus Christ and being faithful to God in our lives. And that's the most important thing because in Him, He is the source of all happiness. God is the source of all fulfillment. God is the source of all love. But what happens is when we don't go to that source of love, we don't fill ourselves with the source of God, which is the source of love. We start trying to fill that void within us with other small loves, little things that'll try to fulfill. We try to fulfill our lives, and we call those things idols. So let's take a look at these things that Jesus was tempted with in the desert when Satan came and tempted him. First, we can look at these things, and the first one we see is that he tempted him with pleasure and comfort. As he said, command the stone to become bread. He knew Jesus' weakness at that moment. He was fasting for 40 days, and he was hungry. And he wanted Jesus to use this divine gift that he has to use it for himself for selfish reasons. And so this is called the idolatry of sensuality. Life's pleasure and comforts are good things, though. But often we end up idolizing ourselves, and that sensuality is we start thinking in ourselves and not in others. And we start thinking of using these gifts that we have for ourselves and not for other people. And so a lot of times we end up becoming and worshiping certain things. So that sensuality usually falls into the fact is sometimes we have food as our God. We can have alcohol as our God. We can have drugs as our God because we're trying to fill that void within us. Or we could use other things. But in this moment, the sensuality is what Jesus is looking at. Now, life's pleasures, the things that God has given us, the food and all those things that God has given us in life are good things because God created them. But they don't last, and those cannot be the end in themselves. And, you know, that's why there are more suicides among rich people than there are among poor, because a lot of the wealthy are really attached to their material goods, their material possessions, and that's what they become and who they identify themselves with. So as Jesus said to Satan, man does not live on bread alone. So the second temptation, we can look for our fulfillment sometimes in what Satan was tempting him with. We can look for our fulfillment in power, in being able to do whatever we want without limitations. This is called the idolatry of arrogance. And it's basically a diabolical pride, but it's that arrogance of thinking that I'm the center of the universe, that everything should evolve around me, and that arrogance that I'm better than other people, that other people are less than me, and that I have all the answers. And so that arrogant, have you ever met an arrogant person? Do they not turn you off when that person just constantly just talks and talks and talks and doesn't let you get a word in otherwise because your opinion doesn't count? And an arrogant person is someone who doesn't build up, but he rather tears down and brings people down. So thus the devil, second temptation, he said to Jesus, I shall give to you all this power and glory. But obviously that was a lie. Because only God himself has that power and the glory. Only God himself has that. And we depend upon God. We can never depend on a creature because Satan is a creature. And he is made by God. And so we have to be careful. Because when we deject that dependency on God, we end up becoming slaves of our selfishness. And we end up worshiping the things of this world. And that's what happened. You know how Disney's going to be doing this remake of Star Wars. But you know how what happened to Darth Vader in the Star Wars movie? He wanted control over life and death, and he ended up becoming a slave of evil to the Dark Force, okay? And so that's what he ended up doing. And so Jesus' answers to Satan was this, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him alone shall you serve. And then we look at the third temptation. We can look at that as sometimes we are fulfilled with this here as being popular or praise. And so we look at this fulfillment in popularity and praise of others. And this is the idol of what we call vanity. And this is the third temptation. It's a miraculous, as he asked Jesus to do a miraculous swan dive off the temple roof. And he wanted him to impress everybody. So that way Jesus could win that instant fame because he did something that was just incredible. But people's opinions, as we know, are very fickle. They come and go. Fashions change. They change all the time. We go from one fashion to another to another. Whereas God's friendship lasts for all eternity. And God's ways last for all eternity, for all times. So we should never, ever risk the friendships with Jesus Christ for the passing sake of popularity or popularity in business, popularity in friends, that peer pressure. We should always say with Jesus that you are my God and I'm going to follow you and I don't care what other people are thinking. And so Jesus says to Satan, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test. So as we look at these temptations, sensuality, these three root sins, sensuality, arrogance, and vanity. And what happens when we have these three root sins? We are self-seeking, and we try to find fulfillment in pleasure, power, and popularity. And these are the three root sins that we have to look at. And these are the three root sins that Jesus unmasks. So what can we do about this during this Lenten season? Well, something that's very important for us to do is to go to confession. To really get those out. But first of all, even before going to confession, something that's important for us to do is an examination of conscience. And what is an examination of conscience? It's something that we look at in our everyday lives, something we should do before going to bed, looking into our own lives and saying, how have I glorified God in my day? We always look at the positive sides first. How did I glorify God? How did I glorify him in my words, my thoughts, and my actions? How did I better glorify him? And then we also look at how did I not glorify God in my words, my thoughts, and my actions, my relationship with others, my relationships with God, and my relationship with myself. We should look at all those things and really reflect in our lives. And then if you're having a hard time with all that, you know, you can get online. They have all these examination of conscience online. You can even get on the iPhone, the app for I Confess. And yeah, isn't that incredible? And so you got all this stuff here, and you could even, it has even a thing where you can lock it so nobody can see what you put down, the seal of confession there. But anyway, so that's something that's very important for us to do, an examination of conscience. And then go to make a good confession. Make a good confession. Do a little bit of spring cleaning during Lent, house cleaning. Do that tune-up. And if you haven't been to confession in a long time, if you're nervous, you're afraid, well, you know what? That's fine. That's perfectly normal to be nervous. It's perfectly normal to have that fear of going to confession. But you know what? The priests, all they're going to look at is saying, that's good. I'm glad you came for this healing sacrament of confession so that you can regain that relationship with Jesus. And so we have confessions here every Friday at 7 o'clock. We also have Stations of the Cross here every Sunday at 7 o'clock. So, and usually Father Kevin and I are there. Now, if you get a little nervous, you don't want to go face-to-face, and you don't want Father John to know who you are, you can go behind the screen. And so that's something that's very important for us to do, is confession, is a little house cleaning. It's something we do, we should be doing at least twice a year. And that way we can come closer to God, and we can get out and uproot those essential sins, the three sins that where all the other ones kind of flow through. So let's take a moment and reflect on that. And let's ask Jesus Christ to help us during this Lenten season as we receive him in the Eucharist today.